Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today we're on lesson 210. Here is our idea for the day. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me.
Today we will be reviewing lesson 190, I Choose the Joy of God Instead of Pain. Pain is my own idea. It is not a thought of God, but one I thought apart from Him and from His will. His will is joy, and only joy, for His beloved Son, and that I choose instead of what I made.
I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. To me, this lesson and yesterday's discussion go hand in hand. So when I think of pain, I think of all the times where, like, I thought I didn't have the right material possessions, or I thought there was, like, my self-image was really lacking, or, you know, all those different possessions that we talked about yesterday. Like, I don't really need to go through them all again. Mm-hmm. If you want to,
it's a review. They're about the body possession,
the material possession, spiritual possession, and then intellectual possession. So it's like, I have had so much pain when I saw each of those four categories as lacking in some way.
Let's share what because we wanted this review to be us personally. So people, not to just, you know, overshare, but just so people could maybe, if they hear, because sometimes it's confusing to know what we're talking about. Even with those possessions, we tried to explain them really well, but it might be helpful just to hear maybe our experience a little bit with some of these.
I think that's a great idea, because yesterday I felt was a bit more academic.
Yes, and I think we need to bring it down to, okay, the practical, which is what we wanted to do with this review, and then just share our personal experiences with the possessions.
Yeah.
How about you go first?
Oh, dear.
Or how about we just take turns? First, we'll both do the body, and then we'll both do...
And let's bring it to how did our perception, and remember, A Course in Miracles, an expression of love that changes our perception from error to truth.
Yes.
So when our perception was where the individual type was not what we'd hoped, or we were coming from our ego, how did that cause us pain?
Yes. Okay.
You want to go first?
You're going first.
Oh, dear. Okay. Thought I could get away with it.
just with the body, though. The body possession.
Yeah. Well, for me, I've experienced both the pain when I had my own, you could say, body issues, but then also at certain times of my life, not anymore, but when I really thought I was, like, missing out on relationships or stuff like that. Mm. And the pain that it caused me is, like, I would see whether it was a lack of relationship or relationships not working out. Well, I took that as, well, there's something wrong with me. Felt unworthy, or there was something wrong with me. I was like, you know, the old classics, I'm too dumb, all that kind of stuff. But then it's like that, I could, like, talk myself into tears with that.
Yeah.
How about you?
So for the body, for me, it was more...
Can I go back?
Sure.
When I think, and also it just like, why did I say this when I was talking? Mm-hmm. When I think of my relationship with the bathroom scale.
Oh, with the bathroom scale.
Yes.
Is that still active?
Not as strongly as it used to be. It used to be like my worth was that number.
Really? I didn't even know that about you.
Really?
Your worth was the number on the scale?
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh, learn something new every day.
How did you not know that?
I had no idea. I had no idea that was, you know.
The noises I made didn't really...
I didn't hear any noises.
Really?
No.
Huh. All the times I said, like, oh, I gotta feel like I weigh too much.
I didn't really hear that much.
Are you serious?
No, yeah. Maybe you were just thinking it and you didn't want to say it.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, that's like when you're talking about body, it's like, well, that was pain.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, the body possession really shows up with what I thought my body should do.
Like task oriented?
Task oriented. Like I should show up and do this for so-and-so. If I'm a nice whatever, I will do this. A lot of pushing myself to do things that I didn't want to do, to push my body, to and also thinking that I had to do certain things for God to love me. And also thinking that if I did other things, God would never love me. So that's that. And boy, did that cause pain. That caused a lot of pain.
I bet.
Yeah. Actually, like almost feeling trapped in life, I would say. Yeah. So that's, and so I just wanted to add too, is the word joy used to really tick me off.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Because so there's like, his will is joy and only joy for his beloved. Like
I choose the joy of God instead of pain.
Yeah. I just like joy. What are they talking about? Joy. And now I just know how important it is. I know how important joy is. And it's really kind of a surrendering into joy, which I didn't understand at all. So I just wanted to add that part too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Type 2, material possessions. For me, this has always been a struggle, especially when I would use shopping to comfort myself. Total pain point, because that's really thinking that whatever I bought, that material possession, was going to give me comfort. It didn't, which also then caused more pain, because I was going through life thinking, well, the pain is because I'm missing a material possession. And then there was even the double whammy of, well, if I got the thing I thought I wanted, and it, like right away, I knew it didn't fill me up. So then I was like, well, dang, that hurts too. And then I would also get very jealous of people who had the material possessions that I wanted in my life.
Oh, okay.
Which also then caused pain.
Yeah, that's very painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, for me, material possessions, so I can remember when I was little and I had a number of cousins and we would always go play downstairs in the basement of one of my cousins' house. And, you know, the adults were upstairs and we were downstairs and we would always kind of set up that room for like it was a living room or, and you know, like we would, we would try to make it nice. I mean, even as little kids, we were trying to make it nice. And I remember putting down the rug and sliding they had an old couch that was down there and then trying to make it like a grown up space. And so for me, I've never been one that had to have like fancy name brand things, or I didn't have to have certain possessions, but the possessions that I did have, I really thought I had to maintain them perfectly. I had to keep it all perfect. Like my house had to be perfect. Perfect. I mean, it didn't have to be fancy, but it had to be like, you know, not no dust around or, you know, no clutter, or, you know, like I had this certain idea of, you know, kind of like that old adage, cleanliness is next to godliness. Like I kind of took that and ran with it. and I also have a thing with, because I also have a lot of anxiety and so cleaning helps me relax. So there was like me with helpful in that sense, but,
So pain is my own idea, and where you would have that, the idea of pain, where if your house wasn't as clean as you wanted it to be.
Or, you know, like if in at each day I couldn't like make it look perfect, like, so like I said, you know, like it didn't have to be like a brand new couch. It didn't have to be that part didn't have to be, you know, real expensive something or anything like that. But what I did have, I really imposed this idea on myself that it was my responsibility, almost obligation, to keep it all perfect. And that added a lot of stress to my life. Yeah. Like looking back now, I think, wow, like where in the world did I ever get that idea? And it was very stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very stressful. I mean, part of it I liked too. I mean, I think, you know,
who doesn't like a clean house?
Yeah. Well, and you know, it was comforting to me to clean, but at the same time, I remember putting a lot of pressure on myself, and I didn't want somebody to come over if it wasn't perfect too.
Yeah.
You know, so then it's like, then, I know. Yeah, you're my daughter, you know? And so then, you know, I think, well, then you miss out on just having somebody just kind of drop by and be casual then, because he's like, oh my God, my house isn't perfect. And I look back now and I think some of that was ridiculous and that was the best I could do at the time.
Yeah. I mean,
and it did cause pain though, because it added a lot of stress to my life.
Right. Because the pain points that we've spoken of so far with the first two types, those are in our, kind of in our own minds.
Of course. Like, I was the one who's making up the rules that I had to have a clean house. That was pain is my own idea.
And I'm the one who's telling myself that, well, what the number on the bathroom scale says something about my worth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could choose to accept or reject that idea any moment.
Right. Right.
And I'm the one who's saying, well, the material possessions, if I have those, then I'm going to feel better.
Right.
When I should have learned a long time ago, I eventually learned the lesson, but why didn't you learn this the first time? That doesn't really bring the ease and the comfort that I wanted it to be.
Yes. Yeah.
And to learn that, well, material possessions don't actually lead to material possessions don't lead to comfort. You know, to a point, there's, of course, if we don't have our basic needs met, then of course, that's a different kind of pain, but I'm talking about these optional, just fun things that I thought were going to give me comfort.
Right. Well, we're middle-class Americans,
yeah.
Right? And this is our experience.
Exactly. Yeah. And so then the type three, spiritual possession, mm-hmm. Right? Spirituality. It's like, oh my God, I think we've talked about that at least every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I brought up yesterday you know, I just wish someone could just tell me exactly what to do, the exact right path, and then I'd feel okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah. And I just searched and searched and searched. And, you know, there, in a way, you know, this is where these journeys that we're on, you know, whether it is your relationship with the scale, your journey, like, with your, you know, body image, and me with the... All that we've shared so far is like, these are our journeys. And I think there are some golden nuggets that kind of come with them. And what I mean by that is even like the spiritual journey that I've been on, I've really also met a lot of beautiful, wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to really get a glimpse of all different, you know, like family traditions, you know, like some families, you know, everyone in the family's Mormon. And then some families, everybody in the family's a Baptist. So you kind of see how that plays out. You see how, you know, like we mentioned not that long ago, is like everyone that I personally met, they were always like when I was visiting churches and getting involved with things. And then when I went over to more of New Age things, I always felt welcomed, and I always felt, you know, people tried to give you a sense of belonging, and, you know, whether I maybe didn't pursue it or didn't stay, you know, it wasn't ever because of the people. I mean, you know, I really have met beautiful, wonderful people. And so that actually is, that was sweet. That was the sweet part of my life. But for me, trying to find the correct doctrine, mm-hmm. just like, drove me for 50 years. It was like, I've got to find the true answer. And that's why, again, lesson 189, forget this course and come with wholly empty hands into your God. That's the key.
No.
And it took me so long to understand that.
Not bringing any of these possessions with us.
Yes.
That's the holy empty hands.
Yeah. Yeah. So
type 4, intellectual knowledge. Do you have a relationship with this one?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do. Would you like me to share it first?
Yes, okay. I would.
Well, so I always thought I was stupid. I always thought that I just had such poor comprehension. I used to just beat myself up. I was like, why can't I comprehend things like everybody else? Why, when I read, do I not understand it the way everybody else does? And so I've spent my whole life studying. I have studied and studied and studied. I mean, I have a degree in business management, and I have all these spiritual books, and then I have all of these self-help books. And then I also really, really have enjoyed, when I turned for my 50th birthday, my husband took me to Washington, D.C. for 2 years, and I knew we were going to go. And so for like 2 years prior to that, I really studied American history, and I really, really enjoy that. I've just studied and studied and studied. And I do know firsthand that the pain there is, it doesn't matter how much I knew about anything, I still felt empty inside. Mm. I could know all the American history that I could ever know, and I still felt empty. I could know all the stuff I could, you know, I knew what the Baptists believed. I knew what the New Age was believed. I knew what I knew that. Still felt empty. Mm. I learned, you know, like whether it's Wayne Dyer or anyone else, you know, read them all, been to the Hay House things over and over again. Still felt empty. I didn't stop feeling empty until about 3 or 4 years into A Course in Miracles. And so I just relied. I thought, you know, if I got a college degree, then I would be okay. I'd be okay. Mm. And so that's been like a lifelong, pain point.
Yeah.
How about you?
For me, it's so visible in terms of technology.
Oh.
Because, you know, there's always, whether it's a new app or a new device or having, you know, now everything in a car is all, like, it's not just like, sure, there were electronics within cars before. Now you have like a touchscreen on the dashboard.
It's going to cause an accident.
It's going to cause an accident because you have to like manipulate it while you're driving, which always seems really dangerous to me. But then always, like, the knowledge for me, this side of for me is like, well, there's this worry in the back of my mind where, what if I don't know how to use this and there's no one there to help me?
Wow. You would think I would have that. I mean, really? Because like you just, I'm learning so much about you just with this.
How do you not know these things?
About you?
Yeah.
Because you know so much. You know more about technology than anyone I've ever met.
But that's what pushes me for that. Mm-hmm. Because it's like...
And where does the pain come in?
The pain comes in. It's like, oh my God, if I don't know this, I'm going to be left behind.
Oh.
Because technology moves so fast and there's always something new. And it's like, okay, I got to keep up.
Mm.
And so then that's the pain. Because then... And so this is like, some of it's like, okay, just gotta trust Ada, you're gonna be fine. But then the pain can be, it's like, well, if I don't know this, then I'm gonna get left behind, and then I'm going to struggle and suffer later.
Mm. Yeah. So then does it fit like what we talked yesterday? Like, you think technology is gonna save you, but you really want God.
Yep.
Does that resonate?
Oh, yeah. You think you want the right doctrine, but you really just want God.
Yeah.
I think technology's going to save me, but I really just want God, because that's the only thing that can. This, I need but turn to Him, and every sorrow melts away as I accept His boundless love for me.
So, I'm really making friends with that again, because I've been talking about that for the last 3 days.
So we think... All of these different, we think, oh, if the scale says the right thing, if I have the right material possessions, or your house is clean enough, mm-hmm. if your body can do everything you want it to do, if we have the right knowledge or the college degree, or we...
The career.
Or the, yeah, and all those different things. We think we need all of that, but we really need but turn to Him. Yeah. We need but turn only to love.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed this.
I'm still surprised, and I'll be surprised for a while that you didn't know these things. I thought I said all this.
Well, you know, we don't, you might be expressing it inside. I mean, I'm with you all the time. I think I would have heard this.
I know I can be a little cryptic.
Yeah.
And so maybe I thought I was expressing myself fully, but yeah. It wasn't being understood.
Well, I think that's why it's so important to have conversations, you know, and conversations that are kind and compassionate and understanding. And that's what I really want us and have wanted to bring to the podcast, is because, you know, the world, you know, you can, conversations that are name calling and make someone high, make someone or low, they're a dime a dozen. But what we want to do really as core students is to have conversations with those that we care about and have them be filled with compassion and understanding and loving and love and kindness, and then carry that on to the conversations that we're having with ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the joy. That's getting to the joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So lesson 110, I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.